something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means during the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Patrick Sullivan from Jigsaw Health. Interesting discussion we'll have with him. You know, if you're on the ketogenic diet, it's a highly restrictive diet, and you could be deficient in a lot of different things. Just like vegans have to supplement to make up for a lot of things they're not getting, people on the ketogenic diet, especially if you're doing therapeutic, you know, 2-to-1, 3-to-1 fat to protein, and you're using intermittent fasting, you may not be getting a lot of different nutrients that you need in your diet. We're going to talk about that briefly with him. Just want to remind everybody, Thrive Protein now comes in a 3-pound jug. If you use the code BIGBOY, B-I-G-B-O-Y, one word, you get 55% off a 3-pound jug of Thrive at thriveprotein.com, T-H-R-I-V-protein.com. So check that out. And now,
calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing great. I'm a little chilly, though. My God, this cold isn't letting
I'm telling you, it sucks. I'm tired of it already. Where's the global warming? I was actually looking forward to global warming this year.
Yeah, exactly right.
So anyway, what's going on at the Blueprint Army Super Special? Is that still going on?
Yeah, well, this is the final day of the Super Special. And by final day, I mean it. You know, Blueprint Army memberships will not be offered again until next year. At any price, never mind the discount. So we're going to close membership until then. That allows me to work one-on-one with everyone that signs up. And, you know, what you're getting is it's huge. It's every article I've ever written, every book, six now, every special report, every webinar, every Blueprint Power Hour, 5 years worth, every course, and indeed every Blueprint Bulletin ever published, which is now 50 issues of game-changing info. You can get a complete list of the topics over at CoachRobRegish.com. Click on the Learn More tab. The highest compliment guys pay to it is this, and I get this fairly regularly. The bulletin reminds me so much of the old Muscle Media 2000 or Duchesne's newsletter. So subscriptions close at midnight, won't be offered again for at least another year. You're going to see it's going to disappear from the website as of tomorrow. So for less than a cup of coffee, you get over $5,000 worth of valuable info that'll vault you to the next level. I got an email just the other day from Tommy Duncan, and he was writing me about something, one of those things I discuss in the bulletin, which I don't on air. He says, I like a lot of things about the bulletin, but one thing I recently tried was Product X. My order arrived the other day. Love it so far. Thanks for yet another tip that works wonders already. This was a piece of training equipment, but, you know, right there, it was a game changer for him.
It's all about information. It's not about supplementation. It's about information.
Yeah. Although we talk about that plenty, too.
Yeah. Larry Henning says, I'm following the interest your train. I'm following with interest your training progress. It seems to have shifted more towards weighted movements versus body weight, or did I get that wrong? If you have shifted gears, what was the reason?
Well, you know, he's partially correct. I've added back a couple of weighted movements, but in other cases, I've got new body weight moves. So first, the weights. Try as I might, no amount of one-legged squats was building the kind of mass that I had in my lower legs, and it's my upper body's really overpowering the legs right now. Now, okay, a few injuries didn't help on the one-legged ones, and I found was the unilateral torque it caused my lower back to act up. I also felt the one-legged squat required as much balance as it did strength. So that, plus a few new ideas, led to the return of the hip belts and the leverage squat. My legs responded almost immediately. But, you know, despite moving some big weights I've posted on Facebook, they still have room to grow. I also feel strongly that your calves need more than just body weight to grow maximally, at least in things outside of dreaded jump soles. And to that end, I've been doing static holds, supersetted with that DARD, that piece of equipment, Dynamic Axial Resistance Device, for the frontal calves. That's really hit the sweet spot. I have further thrown in 10 to 12,000 pounds of additional work. You can do this easily. It sounds like a lot, but, I mean, really, toe presses on the leg sled or even the hack machine. So finally, you know, they're coming back. With respect to upper body movements, those are still centered on body weight stuff. I call them anchor movements, and those involve the chin-up and the gorilla push-up. Now, I switched the gorilla push-ups as they were just easier to manage versus, right, turning your back to the wall, kicking into a handstand to perform those handstand push-ups. With the gorilla version, which Brooks Kubik does an awesome job in his book, by the way, Dinosaur Bodyweight Training, you just walk your feet up the wall and progressively move them higher and higher over time. I do still perform dumbbell benches. I can supinate my grip and lower the pressure on my elbow. Other than movements, I've worked ladders and tempo contrast sets into my upper and lower body days. Ladders are used on chins and the hip belt. Max effort days, I work up to a top-end set. Let's see, I call it the leverage squat for, let's say, a threes, fives, or sevens. And then I back down some, and I perform two additional of these tempo contrast sets. And typically that involves a set of between 5 and 7 reps with a 5-second negative and an explosive concentric or positive. The next set, I reverse that. I do a 5-second positive coupled with a 1 or 2-second negative. Now, if you think about it, you're forcing overload a number of ways. You know, first, sure, we're adding weight, progressively upping your 7, 5, or 3 rep max, right? Then you're lowering the weight, so you're using lighter weights, but you're making those reps much more difficult by moving them slower. And one thing that I've come to appreciate is that slow equals smooth, and smooth equals stronger, and which is to say you perform these reps more economically at a normal speed tempo when you return to those reps, and you'll have much, much greater control. You're going to get, because of that, you get more reps with any given weight. Try it and see. You do a couple of these tempo contrast sets after your heavy work set, in 2 or 3 workouts of doing that, you're going to find you are much, much stronger. And, you know, you can stop that weight at any given point in the movement, which is a sign that you're working with the right weight.
Nick Zamansky says, I'm sorry, Zamsky. I'm wondering if you can help me with something. I often wonder where I'm going to be in 5 years, how big and how strong that I'll be. To do that, I plug my best squat, bench, and deadlift into periodization models and get some pretty astounding figures. I also like a lot of the programs I read. Some of them sound fantastic, and I love trying new stuff, so I am a voracious reader. My question is, can someone really figure out where they're going to be size and strength-wise 5 years from now?
Yeah, what Nick's referring to is a perfectly natural exercise, if you will. And anyone that's played this game knows what he's talking about. It's a dangerous game, though. Let me tell you why. Plugging numbers into periodization models and playing with calendar dates does not take into account certain variables, things like injuries, sickness, not eating enough, not sleeping enough, you know, you get the picture. Then there's the distinct possibility that certain types of training or programs aren't going to agree with you. They won't work. Some people I know thrive on German volume training, 10 sets of 10. It buries me. And I was swimming in a sea of cortisol on top of it. Another problem is that a lot of these super-duper strength programs, they're everywhere today. You know, before the Internet, you were lucky to find one workout in Powerlifting USA, which is gone now, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Or in a book. It was called The Workout of the Month. So now that the Internet's here, you can probably download a dozen programs a day and keep it up for a while. You know, how do you know which one is going to work best for you? Here's the answer. You don't. You find that out by trial and error. That kind of trial and error begets what I call the real problem, which is program. I take that back. Trial and error plus reading, it gets you to the real problem. Program hopping, right? So you're 3 weeks into a new program and it's going great, except you got on the computer last night and you read all about a program that you're not on that promises 15% strength gains instead of 7.5. You know, so you start that one instead of finishing the one you're on. It happens a lot, and it'll kill you in the short and the long term. That's just something to think about. Now, I spoke earlier about trial and error. If you're really serious about training and gaining nonstop, something like the Bulletin or other Brooks's, for example, his books, are the perfect vehicle. Because every month I focus on a different program or technique, and this is the key, with an extremely high success rate in the general population. I'm talking 95% of the people that I've spoken to that run these programs get great results. And the reality is there are more bad programs and advice out there versus good ones. You know, that information alone is worth the asking price, because without it, you're a ship in the open ocean, man, making figure eights. And I was that guy for a lot of years. So, you know, learn from my mistakes. Finally, you know, this whole five-year question really bugs me. You know, you hear it in interviews a lot. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? You ready? Here's your answer. I don't think about where I'm going to be in 5 years. I don't even think where I'm going to be 5 days from now, because there are no guarantees you'll wake up tomorrow or even get out of today alive. Anybody doubts that? Think about 9/11. I'm sure going to work that morning, people with five-year plans didn't think they'd be jumping out of windows and plunging 100 stories to their death. Something to consider. Five-year plans and lifting, I can guarantee you one thing about them. They will not turn out the way you expect.
Well, and you know what? Your genetics play a big role in this. I mean, it's easy to go, yeah, linearly, 5 years from now, I'm going to be deadlifting 1,000 pounds. I'm going to be squatting 1,200 pounds. I'm going to be bench pressing 900 pounds. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, if that inspires you to keep training, that's fine. But just have some, you know, some realistic ideals for or realistic workarounds. You know, when you don't hit that 1,000-pound squat, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I really struggle with that, Carl, coming up. I would play with just straight linear periodization.
Yeah.
You know, in X amount of months, my squat would be 100 pounds higher. You know, what I eventually found out the hard way is that stuff happens, life happens, and in most cases, you're not going to fulfill the rosy predictions. What I settled on, or came to do over the next 30 years, was I identify these programs with a very, very high percentage success rate. German loading pattern 1, for example, 95% or better, people that run that put 5% on their top-end lift. And that might not sound like a lot, but it brings a 300-pound bench to 315 or 400 to 420, and it just keeps getting higher.
And then when you get older, you know, I'll be 59 this year, so I'm not as strong as I used to be 10 years ago. When I was in my 40s, late 40s in training, I mean, my deadlift sessions were, you know, five sets of 10 with 405. Wow. I can't do five sets of 10 with 405 today. I have torn hamstrings. I've got lower back issues. It's like you got to be realistic. I think that you're, instead of trying to look out and go, how strong will I be 5 years from now? I think the goal should be, how do I do this so that I know that I'm still training 5 years from now?
Yeah, that's a very good, and to that end, right, I have hammered home, you know, learn hardcore calisthenics body weight exercise.
And if anyone doubts what I just said about the 405, look up Jesse Rivest on Facebook. So Jesse and I worked for a company, and we used to travel together, and we used to train together too. And I think that, you know, I didn't have a camera phone back then, nor did I have the inclination to document my workouts because I was just training to get stronger. I wasn't training so that I can be a guru on Facebook or Instagram. Jesse and I were traveling in Tampa, Florida, and we went to the gym one day, and we found this like local gym. It was like an average gym. And I was deadlifting, and I think the entire place was like watching us deadlift. And I looked at him and I said, do you feel like weird right now? He goes, yeah, definitely. He's like, I didn't think we were doing anything special.
I'll tell you what, man, that is a hell of a performance. You could take that to any gym in the world and be damn proud of that.
I remember when I first met Aaron Singerman, and I was driving to Arizona, and I stopped at his gym in Texas where he was working, like at some mainstream like health spa type gym. He was the in charge of sales, you know, selling memberships and stuff. And so he hooked me up so I could come in and train there that day. And I was just doing a normal back routine. And I think my top lift was like 575 or something like that day. And, you know, and every time I was pulling the weight and doing my reps, I always banged the floor with the reps. I always did this. And some people say, well, that's cheating because you're bouncing the weight. And okay, so I was cheating. You know what I mean? But I'm still pulling 575 for reps. And I remember dropping the weight and him coming over and looking at me, and he goes, people here aren't used to seeing somebody do that. I'll never forget him. I was like, really? Like, you're kidding me. He's like, no, this is like an average gym here. He goes, people don't do that.
Did you videotape any of that?
No. Look, I didn't even get an iPhone until I don't know how many years. I mean, like, I had no camera phone. But there are people who witness my workouts, and they can attest to what I was doing. And I don't have to, you know, I just got my ass torn up over at getbig.com. Someone posted my most recent heavy leg workout where I did my giant sets, and my fifth giant set was 14 plates per side for 8 reps. And they're like, oh, and then somebody put a picture of me, the picture that I have up on my blog. Oh, look at this barrel of SH. Oh, this guy kidding? Look at those legs. And somebody put like the BS meter up. This guy's full of baloney. He's not leg pressing that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, just come to the gym with me one day, man. I don't video myself because, number one, I don't think I'm that great. I think there's a lot of people who are so much better than me. But it's like, I don't lie about my workouts. I'm not that guy. And in fact, I invite people to come. I'm going to be in Tampa, and I'm going to be training either back or legs while I'm in Tampa. And I'm looking for people to train with because it's like, I want to get down and be pushed by other people for once.
Wow. You know. Hey, man, that's got more power to you.
Yeah. You know what? I do this for me. I don't give a damn what other people say about me. I'm doing this for me. I'm not doing this for them. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a big quick commercial break. And we've got a question, it looks like, from Jeremy Powell when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Jeremy Powell says, I train hard and heavy. Never missing workouts, and so far so good. I'm prone to sickness, though, and battling a bad head cold right now. Join the club. It won't go away. I've been going to the gym stuffed up like you can't, believe. I thought he was saying you because you and I both just, we were just talking about this before the show,
yeah,
Rob
yeah.
and I. A lot of mucus and my energy's been dragging for weeks. Is there anything I can do not to get sick so frequently? Quite frankly, back off of your training or yeah. supplement with glutamine.
Yeah. Now, this is a timely question, certainly.
You can hear Rob. Rob is all nasal, so am I. I've had this for like, it's going on 3 weeks now.
Yeah, yeah, same here. So, but the first sentence in his question really tells the tale. Let's listen to it again. I train hard and heavy, never missing workouts, and so far, so good.
Yeah, and actually the so far, so good part is a little presumptive because it's not
yeah,
so far, so good.
Then he goes on to say how he's prone to sickness. That really tells us that so far, not so good. You know why? Because you get sick frequently, and the fact is overtraining whacks immunity. So step one would be dialing your training frequency back in the gym around 50%. That's right. I said 50%. So if you're currently training 4 days a week, cut it back to two. You know, if you're training 3 days a week, cut it back to two. If, God forbid, you train 5 days a week or more, like a lot of people do, some full-body workouts, cut it back to three, man. Not only will your immune system be stronger, you will be stronger, too. Second, there is a real strong case for mega-dosing vitamin C, in my opinion. Now, 2 grams every 2 hours, or 1 gram every hour that you're awake, is what I have had a lot of success with. Now, one study looking at that found doing so lowered symptoms by 85% versus the controls not getting vitamin C. Now, at the first sign of a cold is when I usually do this. So I wasn't surprised when I came across this study basically saying, you know, recommending to do what I had instinctively been doing. Remember, though, you know, don't fool around with 250-milligram dosages. You're either going to pop grams of the stuff or don't even bother. The interesting thing I find about vitamin C is that if you take that much when you're not sick, you're going to be in the bathroom real fast. It is not pleasant, so know where the bathrooms are and stay close to them. When you're sick, though, the body absorbs vitamin C like a sponge. Unless you're taking more than 2 grams out of whack, there should be no urgent bathroom visits if you're sick. Garlic is also a superstar here, as well as zinc lozenges and astragalus. I have a garlic product. It's called Ali-C, concentrated for the garlic content and bioflavonoids. So whenever I've done this 2 grams of C every 2 hours deal, it never fails. Either it knocks it out entirely, or I get a lot less sick than I otherwise would. Last week, I had this cold. I never missed any work. I never missed a gym visit. And other than a throaty voice and congestion, I was 100% better off than my better half, Jen, who came down with the same ailment, but it hit her a lot worse. I have since encouraged her to use the C the way I do, and so she's got that in her back pocket in the future. This is also a case when the cold is above your neck, and in some cases below it. It's a case where ephedrine shines, and you know, technically, it's a bronchodilator. If you opt for the Primatene tablets that they keep behind the counter at the drugstore, that also comes with guaifenesin, which is an expectorant. So it's going to loosen up, right, the phlegm, dry out. It's a win-win.
Have some fun with the pharmacist when you pick up the Primatene. Say, now, how do I turn this into meth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they like that a lot. We'll probably introduce you to a law enforcement friend.
Yeah.
If ephedrine is also going to give you great energy, or at least some energy, when you're run down. That can really be a lifesaver. Finally, you know, getting 8 to 10 hours of deep, restful sleep every night is crucial. Do not skimp on this, as it's when your body, it naturally repairs and recharges itself. You know, train hard, but train smart. Eat vegetables that have a very high antioxidant content, and supplement with those mega doses of vitamin C the second you feel something coming on. A couple of zinc lozenges, you know, suck on those, and then some garlic and hammer the astragalus. That's been helpful to me, too. If necessary, use ephedrine, caffeine, and I like to throw in cayenne to get you up and going. So you'll be up and around in no time.
Vitamin A, real vitamin A, retinal palmitate is also very valuable at about 20,000 I use a day. But there's no replacement for taking off, and I'll tell you why. Most Olympic athletes are on the verge of getting sick at any given time. Your immune system has to make a decision. Rebuild and repair what you just did from the workout, or get over the cold, or whatever it is that you're fighting. It can't do both. So, you know, if you want to get over being sick, then you're going to have to turn down the heat on your training. There's no other way around it. Your body is just not going to be able to do both at the same time. So, and you know what? And that could be one of the paramount, what's the word? It could be, that could be paramount in evidence that you're really flirting with overtraining if you are constantly sick and you can't get over it. So think about that. Okay. The next question comes from Jean-Paul Levesque. He says, I've been looking further into anti-catabolics after reading how steroids work. What's your take on them? And can you elaborate on which ones you feel are the best?
You know, okay, so he's been researching steroids and how they work, which is actually a good thing to do because, as the old saying goes, success leaves clues. And in fact, when I was developing the Blueprints training show, I did the same. Let me tell you what I found. Your typical gym rat knows that steroids are anabolic. Anabolic good, catabolic bad. A few might understand that they're also anti-catabolic. And back in the day, Dan Duchesne brought this to our attention, speculating correctly, I might add, that's, you know, steroid slow muscle breakdown. Once that got out, the race was on to source anti-catabolic agents. Things like citadrin, phosphatidylserine, OKG, you remember that? and TMG, or trimethylglycine. People reasoned that, you know, if the government's going to take away anabolics, we'll just use anti-catabolics. And that didn't work out too well, because the truth of the matter is the best anti-catabolics were anabolics themselves. You know, while they're still out there, I consider most anti-catabolics, when used in unison, at best a passive solution to the muscle growth problem. Now, I mentioned before how most gym rats know drugs are anabolic, and a few know, you know, they're anti-catabolic. Fewer people, though, understand this. Steroids increase both protein breakdown and synthesis, obviously in favor of the latter, dominating. That is, they accelerate the entire protein turnover cycle. The takeaway from that is this. If you want to grow muscle at the fastest possible rate, you need to do the same. The question is, how do you do that without the drugs? In the original blueprint, which you can get for a whopping $10 after downloading my book at fastmusclebook.com, we detail how to train and eat to accelerate protein breakdown. And the beauty of this is that by doing so, it upregulates every ounce of protein synthetic machinery you have, while simultaneously activating anti-catabolic mechanisms, all of them that are in you. So for X amount of time, you have a situation with protein synthesis skyrocketing, and anti-catabolic mechanisms are likewise in full swing. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that when this occurs, you will grow fast, really fast, when you're in that state. And we have ways of extending it than it, you know, would otherwise go. But in order to get there, you need to create the situation, accelerated breakdown, and then synthesis. So, you know, that's my answer, John Paul. The best anti-catabolics are the anti-catabolic machinery mechanisms that reside in your body, not in a bottle. Ironically enough, you know, it's not in a bottle of pills sitting on a shelf somewhere. Now, it is true that red yeast rice extract will accelerate muscle protein breakdown. However, as soon as I saw the word rhabdomyolysis in there, I very quickly stopped making that recommendation. Not a cool situation. If you accelerate breakdown too much, it can kill you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, get back on the clock here. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, the next question is, I lost it. Avery Smith says, what are your three or four favorite training methods and why?
Yeah, you know, this is a great question, in no particular order. I love my loading patterns. I've got enough of them to run them year-round. You know, that boosts your one-rep max strength, and all other strength is predicated on that. So I love those. Charles Staley's EDT, oscillating density training, said it a million times, can't go wrong. The ladder technique, you know, we've discussed it briefly here. Maybe in the future we can do something more in-depth on it, but it is just a very savvy way of adding the requisite amount of volume and mechanical overload you need to grow. And then tempo contrast training. You can't always lift more weight. You can't always lift more repetitions. You can, however, exert more control over the weight by lowering or raising it slower. Staley's EDT is just, it's simple, it's easily understood, it packs on muscle and lots of it. You pick two exercises, working antagonistic muscle groups, let's call it flat dumbbell bench and the one-arm dumbbell row. Keep the weight the same from workout to workout and just continually up your total rep, your total number of reps inside of that 15 or 20-minute time period. That, of course, assumes that you're keeping everything else the same, including rest periods. Loading patterns, I mentioned. You know what? The blueprint's got a lot of secrets, but the loading patterns that I have automated, I consider the biggest, most powerful secret we have. There's no guesswork. You know, the spreadsheet will tell you how much weight to use, how many reps to get, and how many sets to perform. I don't like guessing. I like knowing. Big difference. Ladders, like I mentioned, great way to add volume. For a lot of folks, the math behind Staley's EDT is challenging, although I can do it, so it can't be that challenging. Ladders, on the other hand, are much easier to understand and execute. You know, like on chins, do one rep, rest 30 seconds, two reps, 30 seconds, three reps, 30 seconds, four reps, 30 seconds, five reps. 30 seconds later, you start over at one. You know, the ideal is to do three ladders in a row, and, you know, before you know it, there's 45 reps that you've added to your chins. Tempo contrast training, you know, I personally like to perform those after you do your top-end strength sets. Why? Well, the weight's going to feel, right, a lot easier than even it otherwise would. I like to do a number of things here, but lately I've been lowering the weight for 5 seconds with a 1 second explosive positive, And then that second set, I reverse things, meaning I have a 5-second positive and a 2-second negative. If you average 5 or 6 reps, you know, that works out to a time under tension of 30 to 42 seconds, which is much more favorable to growing muscle versus typical sets, which last 20 seconds or less. Those will develop a lot of power. Those are my favorite techniques. And, you know, got to tell you, it's not a huge amount of work, but it's just the right amount without being too much. That's the best way I can put it.
We have a question from Johnny Gray. I don't know if you can, like, boil it down, because we have to take another break in order to do the Blueprint Tip of the Day. But he heard that you're reformulating your pre-workout, and he just wants to know why.
You know, the bottom line is, I rolled out the free samples. As much as I said it was a low-stim product, you know, the one constant was, you know, give it more kick. Well, you know, that's because of what else is on the market. And, you know, the killer there is, yeah, it's going to jack you up. It's also going to jack up cortisol. So what I did was I added a new stimulant to ever so slightly give it more kick. Hopefully this is closer to the goal. I have no idea how it's going to go over, which is why I'm sending it to people to test, right? It took me 2 years and 17 prototypes on Synthogen just to get the essential aminos. But, you know, that's why it blows people's minds. So that's what's going on with my pre-workout. One final thing is I proudly attach my name to all products. And why more people don't, I don't know. In fact, if you're using a product today, any product, and the company can't tell you who formulated it, what does that say? It says a lot, in my opinion, and not good.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break, and we have the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes, because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss, making mitochondria work harder, raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is Ben Gordon, and if you're teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140. 800-291-5140.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The top of the hour, we'll be joined by Patrick Sullivan from Jigsaw Health. If you're on the ketogenic diet, it's a very restrictive diet. I'm not saying that that's bad, but you have to recognize that just like a very restrictive diet, say a vegan diet, you have to supplement to make up for certain things that you're not getting. We're going to address that. We're also going to address, if you've seen some of the Jigsaw social media stuff, they do some of the best videos I've ever seen. Really cool stuff. So we'll talk to Patrick about that in just a little bit. So what's the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
The tip of the day, we're going to have a little fun. How to really screw yourself up. You know, so today I'll kind of take the opposite tack of what I usually do. Here, you know, we're going to talk about the wrong way to do things. And now, I kind of like these pieces because you can learn a lot by watching people that have no idea what they're doing. Without further ado, then, here's how to really screw up a good thing. First, you want to start with ridiculous expectations, like looking like a pro bodybuilder in less than a year, or as some ads will tell you, 90 days. Actually, the latest infomercials I saw, they're doing it in 30 days. So surround yourself with pictures, videos, and sayings from your quote-unquote hero of the day, and set a goal of becoming a professional bodybuilder. That is a great first step, but there are others, so let's get to them. You next want a reason that you're not going to waste any time. So begin shotgunning as many anabolic steroids as you can get your hands on. You want to convince yourself that you know enough by reading a few forums, and dismiss the advice of board elders that will counsel that to maximize your natural genetics, you want to do that before you pull out the big guns. That'll just slow you down. And really, who needs that? Surely not you. Next, you want a reason that all of that newfound muscle comes from drugs, not food. Everybody knows these guys are on the gas, so it must be the steroids that are responsible. You'll be just fine eating an average 2,000 calories a day. You know, after all, that's what's on the back of every food label in America. Now, yeah, you know enough to eat more protein, so you order a 5-pound jug of whey every month. Easy fix. Next thing you want to do is train every single day. There'll be no messing around for you. You want muscle fast, so train every day. Off days are for losers. Now, while we're at it, you sleep enough when you're dead, so screw this 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night crap. Besides, you know, the bar's waiting for you after your arm workout on Fridays, and the girls dig the big guns. So 75% of your workout then is going to be curls or some variation of curls and, of course, bench presses. Legs are, you know, maybe every third Wednesday or whenever you feel up to it. Make sure you regularly glance at yourself in the mirror because you're going to be questioning every time you turn around whether or not you got bigger. And you are, because the scale says so. You know, you're up 20 weeks. You're up 20 pounds in 6 weeks, which, man, that's just proof positive you scored the good stuff and you're not shooting Windex. This month, anyway. And to highlight all of this awesomeness, You're going to wear your little brother's T-shirts wherever you go. You can roll the sleeves up for extra effect just to impress everyone. So your back may be covered in acne. Big deal. It looks like you have a back, which is an improvement upon the way things were. That creatine may be working too, and you're taking that because, well, everyone says it works. Now, it's hard to tell if it's the D-ball or the creatine, but at least 10 of those extra 20 you've gained manifested as soon as you started taking the stuff. You really don't care what works, just that something is. Finally, and this is the big one, convince yourself that you know all there is to know about training, diet, supplementation, etc., etc. So you want to stay away from any source of information that proclaims to know things that you don't. You know, just because that other person has been training and successfully competing for 30 years or longer than you've been alive, big deal. You know, information should only be looked at as amusing and not something that can help you grow. Now, you may look the same as you did and perform the same as you did 2 years ago, but so what?
Ignore that.
You know, the next big cycle is around the corner, and you know better. You know, information doesn't cause breakthroughs in performance and muscle. A-bombs do. So how it usually goes for people like that, even if it isn't as severe, it usually goes like this. Next month, there'll be another supplement or another drug. You know, training and diet, new stuff, is for noobs and losers who don't know what they're doing with their 21-gauge needles. Now, do all or even a few of these things, and you can kiss your success in this game goodbye. At the very least, you will be robbing yourself of, you know, 10, 20, sometimes more pounds of muscle that you ultimately could build. You know, the reality is this, and this is how I try to make it easy for guys with the bullet and a subscription to it. You will have immersed yourself in little-known training and diet strategies. And if you do, and you get any reasonable amount of rest, you will blow your training partners away and have people talking. Doubly so if you take the recommendations for the supplements that I discuss and or the gray market supplements. There are 11 hours, 17 minutes, and 55 seconds left before it closes. At the very least, check it out, CoachRobRegish.com, learn more. I guarantee it, a month from today, it will already be paying dividends, or you get your money back.
So there you have it, CoachRobRegish.com, and that's this hour is brought to you by, where Rob answers your questions. If you want to send him a question, you can send it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll get it answered in a future show. Okay, Rob, thanks, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carl.
See you next week. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about the ketogenic diet and are there certain nutrients you're missing? What do you do about it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute
absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today. I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
So I'm actually getting into ketosis right now because I'm leaving tomorrow morning for Tampa for the Metabolic Conference, where all of the greatest minds within the ketogenic category, Dr. Thomas Seyfried, Dominic D'Agostino, everybody, even Andrew Scarborough is coming in from the UK to speak. We all converge in Tampa for a few days to discuss and share and brag about how wonderful it is to be in ketosis. Many people have a hard time getting into ketosis in the first place, but we're not addressing that right now. What we are addressing is if you are someone who experiments with ketosis, you spend time consuming a high-fat, moderate protein, extremely low carbohydrate diet, combined with intermittent fasting, which is easy to do. When you're in ketosis, you're never hungry. You just don't get hungry anymore. It's very, very easy to miss critical nutrients. And we talk about this from the vegans, right? So vegans are always deficient in B12. There are no plant sources of real B12. None. And so vegans have to supplement with B12 or die or develop terrible debilitating diseases and die. So anytime you're restricting intake of a certain category of foods or you're limiting the total amount of food you're taking in, you must supplement, or that diet can turn bad for you. I just had a guy this morning on Twitter mention, hey, if you're on the ketogenic diet, you really need to be supplementing with vitamin C, B vitamins, and other things like that. And it's true. And so I invited my next guest to be on the show, and he's Patrick Sullivan from Jigsaw Health. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, and you know that those of you listening to the show know Jigsaw is a sponsor. But the reason I wanted to have Patrick on today was because they make some of the most bioavailable, probably not really sexy, like, oh, everybody wants the sexy ashwagandha. They make some really what I'd like to call foundation-type supplements that everybody should be taking, especially those of you who are dabbling with the ketogenic diet, because you can become nutrient deficient very, very quickly. So let's start out with some of the basics that your company offers. You strive for bioavailability in everything you do, don't you?
Absolutely. We very much feel like most of our products, you've had my dad and co-founder of Jigsaw Health on the show before, and you guys had a great interview talking about how most of our products were developed for one person, him. So a lot of our product development is not based upon cost and trying to get into mass market. It's literally one guy trying to figure out the best thing that he can put into his body. And that's where most of our formulas have come from, including one of your favorites, I know, the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I mean, you know, I look at Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme like insurance, right? I got homeowner's insurance, I got car insurance, and it's not something that I'm ever going to cancel. It's not something that I get up excited about and go, oh, my goodness, I have homeowner's
right.
insurance. But I don't want to be without it, because there's an underlying potential for my house to burn down and me to get caught holding the bag. And so I look at Electrolyte Supreme like, look, you know what? I throw two packets of it in my gallon jug of water, and I sip it throughout the day. And also, for those of us who follow an ancestral diet, you know, our ancestors didn't drink purified water. They didn't drink reverse osmosis water. They drank right. water out of streams that picked up minerals as it ran over rocks. I mean, this is what we
right.
evolved under, those conditions. So it makes perfect sense to put electrolytes in water for me.
Yeah, absolutely. My wife grew up in Wyoming, and right outside of a cabin that they have is a mountain spring. The water is cold, and it tastes delicious. It's crazy.
So talk about the bioavailability. I want to stay with that for a second, right? So there's, for instance, you have a magnesium product that is a hugely popular product amongst those people who are all about magnesium. You know, there's a large movement afoot in the United States now. We're recognizing that we get a lot of calcium because many people eat dairy products. You know, we get plenty of sodium. And in some cases, if you're eating potatoes and stuff like that, you're getting adequate amounts of potassium. But magnesium, for some reason, is one of those minerals that you just don't get a lot of unless you're eating hugely vast amounts of vegetables, which no one's doing. So the magnesium product that you introduced, which seems to be wildly popular amongst those magnesium advocates out there, seems to be a very
right.
highly bioavailable form of magnesium. It's not the cheap magnesium, you know, oxide or whatever it is, right?
That's right. We did three things that I think have really helped the bioavailability, and this is with the magnesium, Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT, or as many know it by the nickname Mag SRT. The sustained release technology effectively slows down the breakdown of the pill, the tablet, as it travels through the GI tract, And that makes it easier for it to be absorbed over time rather than sort of dumping it into the body like a powder and forcing the body to deal with it all at once. Now, the number one reason to do that is that magnesium has hydrophilic properties, and that's sort of a fancy word that means it draws water to it like a magnet. So think milk of magnesia.
Right.
When you're taking a milk of magnesia, right, that's sort of creating this laxative effect, which is really just a side effect of magnesium as opposed to, you know, the primary wonderfulness that magnesium is. So the sustained release technology is the first thing to help increase the bioavailability.
And just for the record, the term is osmotic diarrhea. And there's a reason that magnesium attracts fluid. And I want to talk about that in a minute after you go through this. But osmotic diarrhea happens because if you take a bolus of magnesium, it attracts so much fluid quickly that it runs right through the intestines.
Right.
So go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, that's good. I appreciate that. The second thing that we did, we used dimagnesium malate exclusively from Albion Labs in Utah. And this is a special form, an organic form of magnesium that shows high absorption rates. And it's also really specifically good for energy in helping to create ATP. So that's why many people choose to take MAG-SRT in the mornings. And because of the SRT, it has sort of a longer-lasting effect. The SRT is an 8-hour time-release breakdown. The third, and that's a pretty important part. The third part is that we also include vitamin B6, which is an important cofactor for making magnesium work. If the body is deficient in B6, magnesium is sort of like Batman waiting around for Robin.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so all of this is in one, you just take one tablet a day? Is that what you take?
The typical dosage is 4 tablets per day. Okay. That delivers 500 milligrams. And 500 milligrams of magnesium is 125% of the RDI.
Okay, so let's talk about magnesium for a second. So the Pima Indian, which you know of because you live in Arizona, the Pima Indian was studied many, many years ago. They are genetically predisposed to type 2 diabetes because they are benefactors of what we like to call the thrifty gene. They were not used to eating the types of foods that they eat today, and they become very obese very quickly. A study was done about 8 or 9 years ago on the Pima Indian. And all they did, they took Pima Indians who were diabetic. They had developed diabetes, and they were also very obese. And they just supplemented them with a cheap magnesium, quite frankly. And what they found out was that their diabetic status, their insulin-resistant status, changed within 4 weeks. And many of them who were diabetic started to have better blood sugar control, and any of them that were pre-diabetic became normal. They didn't have any signs of having a management problems with blood sugar. And this led to further research in other populations where they determined that magnesium enhances insulin sensitivity. And when you look at the fact that as a population, we are pretty magnesium deficient, and that same population seems to be highly insulin resistant. Now, am I saying that if you are full-blown type 2 diabetic, that magnesium is the answer? Maybe not. But how do you know? Unless you start supplementing with a good magnesium supplement for at least a month and watching your blood sugar change. Do I think it can help? Absolutely. Here's another thing. Type 2 diabetics, classic early symptom of type 2 diabetes, is high blood pressure. Okay? Well, high blood pressure occurs because as insulin rises, angiotensin-converting enzyme increases and aldosterone increases from the kidneys, holds water, and also raises blood pressure by constricting peripheral blood vessels. That's what angiotensin converting enzyme does. When you're being chased, your body squirts it out so that the blood stays in the core so you can run and your heart can beat and the organs can do their thing as you're running. Well, diabetics have ACE turned on all the time. And this is why doctors prescribe ACE inhibitors. Guess what nature's natural ACE inhibitor is? Magnesium. So if you are starting if you're starting to have borderline elevated blood pressure, your doctor's going, man, you know, your blood pressure's starting to climb. Or even if you don't have model blood pressure, which they say should be under 120 over 80 these days, magnesium can help you. It can actually relax those peripheral blood vessels by shutting down angiotensin converting enzyme and actually start to lower your blood pressure. Now, it also, as we said a second ago, it shuts off aldosterone. Aldosterone stops you from sparing sodium. So you urinate more sodium out, and guess what else comes out? Fluid. People who start taking magnesium, who are borderline diabetic, who are also experiencing the onset of high blood pressure, all of a sudden, within a couple of days, they lose a few pounds. They go, actually, I don't understand it. Well, you just urinated out your high risk for heart disease and kidney disease by getting that excess fluid out of your body. And as we just said, magnesium attracts fluid. It causes osmotic diarrhea. You can see all these pieces fitting together. And then you have to come back and say, so let me get this straight. In the United States, we have a population that is severely deficient in magnesium, and we also have a population that's insulin resistant, high blood pressure, and retaining fluid. Magnesium should be the first thing that your doctor tells you to try before they prescribe a drug for you, but they don't. Why? Because they don't make any money telling people to take magnesium. So everybody should be taking magnesium today. I take 500 milligrams of magnesium a day on top of the magnesium I get in my diet. Because I don't want to be insulin resistant, and I don't want high blood pressure. Everybody should be taking magnesium, and this is a great form of magnesium right here. I'm ashamed to say that I'm not taking your magnesium. I'm not. I'm ashamed to say that, but I do use the Electrolyte Supreme, obviously. So,
well, what would it take you to switch?
Oh, we'll have that conversation off the air. Absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely. I need to be taking yours. There's no doubt about it. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of the other supplements that you use that are really foundational supplements that people should be taking. We're talking right now with Patrick Sullivan with Jigsaw Health, and you can go to the Superhuman Radio website and click the Jigsaw Health banner ad to take advantage of their Electrolyte Supreme today, save 10% off, and also browse some of the other supplements that we're talking about right now. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever.
The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
You create misery.
Welcome back. We're talking with Patrick Sullivan from Jigsaw Health. So aside from the advanced magnesium supplement, which I know is a huge, huge, huge seller for you because anybody who cares about magnesium is buying your product, what other products do you offer?
Well, we've got a number of different products. We very much are the magnesium people, and we've embraced that. One of the new products that we've launched is something called MagNow. Do you remember the Seinfeld show where the episode where George's dad is like, Serenity Now!
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
Well, we used that as inspiration for naming MagNow, which we designed to be a calming magnesium supplement used in the evening. It's a powder that mixes into water. It's got a great tart raspberry flavor, and it uses magnesium glycinate, which for most people has a very sort of calming, almost drowsy-like effect.
Mm-hmm.
We also include potassium bicarbonate in there as well. Bicarbonate and potassium are cofactors of magnesium. So that's been a really good new hot product for us. And of course, the name gives me a chuckle.
Bicarbonates are sodium and potassium bicarbonates are very underestimated. There was a study published last year that shows that sodium bicarbonate could actually be a powerful anti-aging constituent. And research done, so you know, vitamin D is all the rage right now, right? So people are taking mega doses of oral D, very, very different than the D that comes through the skin from sun.
Right.
The D that comes through skin from the sun will never, ever, ever, no matter if you live on the beach, cause soft tissue calcification. And when I talk about soft tissue calcification, I'm also talking about aortic, the aortic valve. I mean, stuff that'll kill you, right? So if you take 20,000 IUs or 30,000 IUs of vitamin D every single day for months in and months out, you will start to get calcium deposits in tissue that was designed to be flexible and never have calcium in it, which will kill you eventually. And so, obviously, people take vitamin K2 to offset the tissue calcification that's seen in oral vitamin D supplementation. Well, there was a study done on rodents that were given excruciatingly high doses of vitamin D orally. And one group was not done, nothing was done with them other than the D. The other group was given sodium bicarbonate. I mean, small amounts. I mean, the equivalent of maybe 600 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams a day for a human being. And what they discovered was that even though the 25-hydroxy levels in these rodents did not drop, they did not experience any soft tissue calcification. Another study looked at doses of sodium bicarbonate in a hypertensive population and its ability to mitigate damage to the kidneys. So, you know, we don't get enough bicarbonate in our diet as a rule. People don't, most, I mean, I do. I'm one of those people who actually takes sodium bicarbonate. I also get some in my Electrolyte Extreme. One of the things that I thought was brilliant about Electrolyte Extreme is that you have some potassium bicarbonate, I think, in there, and a little bit of sodium bicarbonate. And it's like people don't realize the value of bicarbonate. It's being very, very overlooked. And years from now, they're going to look back and go, oh, all these diseases could have been avoided if people just took some Arm & Hammer baking soda every day. Yep. Yep. I mean, it's just amazing. So I didn't know that it was a cofactor for magnesium, however.
Yeah, I'm not drilled into the science of that, but that product was actually very much developed in concert with members of the magnesium advocacy group on Facebook. It was something that, you know, sort of a trend that we noticed, and so we kind of jumped on board and said, hey, we could come up with a product that sort of fits what you guys are doing manually. And they were like, that would be great. So I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons that product has taken off so fast for us. There was sort of a ready-made audience for it.
Right, right. I also noticed that you have a new B vitamin. Is that a B complex?
Yeah, the activated B with SRT uses the similar sustained-release technology for sort of a similar reason. B vitamins, too many of them, aren't going to cause osmotic diarrhea, but the body has no where or place to store B vitamins.
Right.
So it sort of uses up what it can and urinates out the rest.
And hence,
taking a B supplement.
Hence the pretty, almost radiator, what's the word, antifreeze colored urine that it produces for people. Right,
right. That shows that you're getting a little bit of excess. And ours is high dose, so from time to time, I'll see my urine change color from clear. Here's the thing, I kind of gauge it on, if my urine is clear, that means I don't have enough B vitamins.
Right.
If it's yellow, that means it's sort of spilling over the top, but I definitely feel the difference when taking the B vitamins. So, yeah, this has actually been a perennial bestseller for us since we founded the company. So the activated B is all the active forms of B vitamins, so people that have difficulty methylating and turning inactive forms into active forms. And then the sustained release, again, sort of slowly releases the B vitamins so that you get the longer lasting experience.
That is so intelligent, because people who use B vitamins therapeutically, like those non-methylfolators, and they have to take it multiple times a day because just wash it right out of your system. That's brilliant. Who came up with that idea of a sustained a methyl B vitamin supplement?
Once again, it was my father, and it was sort of the necessity as the driver of all invention. He discovered through some genetic testing that he was a poor methylator and realized that the inactive Bs that he had been taking were doing no good. And as he started to ponder the magnesium with a sustained release technology, it turned into, well, why not activated B with sustained release technology? We also do a similar thing for vitamin C and for 5-HTP. Vitamin C can, at high doses, cause osmotic diarrhea. Excuse me. And then 5-HTP has a very short half-life in the body. So applying that technology has been a really good differentiator, and a lot of our customers have been very happy with that.
Did your dad notice any the onset of any symptoms because he was a poor methylator in of the B vitamins? Did he start to develop any symptoms that kind of, when he realized that he was a poor methylator, he went, aha, this is where this is coming from. I can arrest it now.
Hmm.
No?
You know, I think my dad would say that he had every symptom in the book for about, off and on, for about 30 years.
Right.
Which his book, Wellness Piece by Piece, he wrote sort of, and really that's how we got the name Jigsaw Health, because there was never sort of one silver bullet. And it's nice to reach and to look for a silver bullet, but rarely is health that simple.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And that's why the pharmaceutical agenda never delivers on its promise, because they say, oh, here, you just need this pill, when you need so much more than a pill. But the pill masks the symptoms, so you think it's working. And it's kind of like the analogy of, if you remove the battery from your smoke detector, did you really put the fire out? No, you didn't. The fire is still burning. So it's interesting, but it's true. And that's what frustrates most people when they develop symptoms. They want them to go away now. And you're like, look, it's going to take all these things for the next year. And they're like, no, I don't want to wait that long.
Right, exactly. We have a sort of microwave tendency to want the food to be hot in 1 minute. And the problem, obviously, is not just one pill that you get prescribed, but then the second, third, and fourth pill that is prescribed to offset the other symptoms. And, you know, a lot of people in this country and in many other countries around the world that are sort of trusting their doctor and saying, okay, well, if he's got a white lab coat on, then this is what I should do. And yet there is a foundational imbalance in the minerals that I believe is likely the root cause to many, many of the issues. And, you know, it's never sort of just that simple. But, boy, I mean, given that we run on minerals, that should be the place to start looking.
I don't know if you heard the interview that I did with your dad, but I actually had done research into how anabolic steroids produce strength increases, and they do that by attenuating and modulating the effects of electrolytes in the muscles, the calcium channel. They enhance the calcium channel. They shut down the things that restrict. They turn on the things that improve contractile force. So at the end of the day, if somebody wants to increase their strength and doesn't want to turn to the dark side of anabolic steroids, they better be paying attention to their electrolyte intake.
Right.
So it's really interesting. And I know that's not sexy to people. People rather go, well, I'd rather have, you know, D-Bowl. No, you probably want to start out, because D-Bowl doesn't even work good unless you have enough electrolytes in you.
Yeah. Yeah, I have friends that ask me, hey, you know, does Jigsaw have a pre-workout or a post-workout or a sort of a get ripped or ripped fuel, something along those lines? And I'm like, no, we're not quite that sexy. We're pretty much foundational. What are the essential nutrients? What's the most bioavailable way of delivering those?
Yeah, I want to take our next commercial break, and I'm going to put you on the spot when we come back. I want to talk about something that we probably wouldn't normally talk about with a sponsor, but I found out that you are a musician and you have a very popular band, and that has led to almost cult-like following of Jigsaw's videos on Facebook and social media, especially the Christmas one, where you guys actually walk through the entire facility in one take and got that video down. That was like unbelievable cinematography. So I want to put you on the spot and kind of brag about you when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and
click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Every now and then I like to put a guest on the spot. Hopefully Patrick has a good sense of humor here. So, what's the name of your band?
Sapphire Sky. SapphireSkyLive.com.
And so, do you play predominantly throughout the state of Arizona? Do you guys travel all around? I mean, what kind of gigs do you play?
We are a cover band that specializes in top 40 dance music. We play mostly in Phoenix and Tucson markets, but we've traveled to L.A., Las Vegas. We've even done a couple of gigs for the PGA Tour out in Kona, Hawaii.
Are you the lead guitarist?
Yes, and also the DJ.
What do you mean, and the DJ? You spin records, I guess, in between songs or what?
Well, in between when... So I have to stay up on stage the whole 3 or 4 hour performance, and I give the rest of the band a little chance to sit down.
Oh.
It's kind of a fun thing that we did because the DJ gives us sort of unlimited variety, and it keeps the party going, whereas a lot of bands will either try and slog through a 3 hour show playing, or they'll just sit down and pipe in some break music.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And you still are interacting because I'm sure the people in the audience or dancers are going to yell like what songs they want to hear. So there's still that connection to the band. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a really cool differentiator for us.
Are you married, Patrick?
I am, yes.
Okay. All right. And is your wife involved in the band?
She is not only the band manager, she is the lead female vocalist, and she sounds fantastic. It's sort of a mixture between like a Whitney Houston and a Shania Twain. It's saying a lot. Those are two powerhouse names, but when I hear her sing, and the first time I heard her sing, I practically fell off a bar stool and knew that I wanted to marry her as soon as possible.
That's a great feeling. I know what that feels like. But she goes by a different name than Sullivan, right?
She does. Her legal name is Ashley LaRue Sullivan, and when we got married 6 years ago, I told her, I said, I think that Ashley LaRue just sounds so much more musical and cool.
Yeah.
Nothing against the Irish, but that sort of French LaRue name. So she's just sort of kept that quote-unquote brand name.
She has a powerful voice. She has a real, like... When I first saw the Christmas video, I thought you hired her to shoot that because I was like, wow, this girl has like an amazing voice, like strong and she's beautiful and she plays to the camera. And I thought, wow, this has to be like a professional, you know, that they hired just for this video. And then I realized that she was your wife later on by following more videos.
And she is a professional.
No, I know. But you know what I mean? It's not like I thought she in-house talent. You know what I mean? And so let's talk about that Christmas video because at the end, you actually hear somebody yell, I can't believe we got that in one take.
Right. We are big fans of, there's a band named OK Go. And OK Go has done a number of really unbelievable single-shot videos. So that's been a bit of an inspiration for us. We've done, I think, maybe two or three single-shot videos. This one, definitely the biggest so far. And if you just Google Jigsaw Health Funny Friday Christmas, I just Googled it and checked, you'll find that on either Facebook or YouTube. On Facebook, where we have a much bigger audience, that video has 63,000 views, 100 shares, hundreds of reactions, and it was a lot of fun to make.
But so basically here's what I want to know. So there had to be electrical cables and stuff involved. Like, so the guy who has the camera... And obviously there had to be like a boom microphone maybe involved. So somebody had to be backing them up because they're walking backwards basically. And she's walking, she starts out in the office areas and ends up in like the shipping department at the end and walks through the whole place in one fluid shot. There is no break to like, okay, now let's move all the equipment there and we start from... It was like one... So who's back there wrapping cables and making sure the cameraman doesn't fall down over stuff behind him?
Yeah, the cameraman is Corey Malkin, who also happens to be a cousin of mine. And last summer, as he was between his junior and senior year as a film student at USC... He contacted me. He was like, hey, man, do you have any kind of jobs that I could do? And sort of light bulb went off, and we're like, well, let's make some videos. We've now published 25 hashtag Funny Friday videos in a row, and he's been the secret sort of wizard behind all of them. In that single shot that you're talking about, he is walking backwards along the whole office, and he was able to do that up until the point where there's a like kazoo solo
yes.
that then Ashley and I reappear.
Yes.
And he's running backwards with R.E.A. Mittman holding on to him and sort of guiding him through the doorway
mm-hmm.
for the final crescendo of the crowning of the toilet paper on the Christmas tree.
Right.
And we, believe it or not, it only took 3 takes to get that.
Wow. That was amazing.
But we did a good bit of planning to be able to only do it in 3 takes.
Yeah,
so
obviously.
The whole thing from start to finish probably was an hour and a half and probably an hour worth of planning.
You have a great social media effort. It seems like it's fun. It looks like the things that you guys dream up and you video are fun. Is that really the case?
Oh, very much so. There's a quote from Roy H. Williams. He's a New York Times bestselling author of the series of books called The Wizard of Ads. And he says, quote, people give you their time when you offer them entertainment. People give you their money when you offer them hope. And my corollary to that, you have to do the first thing first.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm thinking about that. You know, how do you distill that down to individual businesses is really where the magic is.
I don't think entertainment has to be funny. It's like any good content. If it's informative, it's entertaining. For us, my personality is, you know, I've always been a crack up, cut up, joking. So once we sort of figured out a way, we're essentially all of our Funny Friday videos, it's just a ton of product placement because you'll often see me wearing, or the team wearing a Got Mag t-shirt. Our toilet paper gag comes up in a lot of the videos. And so we do have a lot of fun with it. And even if no one was watching, and I mean, we're getting between 20 to 60,000 views on Facebook for every video that we produce.
Right.
But even if we weren't getting any views, I think we might still be doing it because of the camaraderie that it has created on the team.
Yeah.
You know, we were a good company before. Now I feel like Jigsaw Health is a great company, and we just have bonded so much over these silly ideas.
Yeah, because they're fun. So who's the master of the ideas? Who, I'm sure it's kind of like a group gets together and bounces things around, but who's the person who seems to have the magical imagination?
It's definitely a collaborative effort. I would say that actually my wife has come up with probably most of the ideas, and she'll come up with something just over the top ridiculous, and then I feel like it's sort of my job to figure out, okay, well, how are we going to film that?
Right.
So then Corey and I typically work to refine it, figure out just what the gag is going to be. But then always the team who, you know, we've got customer service people, warehouse operations people. These people are now actors.
Right.
So they're always like, well, what if I did this? So, and really their performances on camera is what allows a lot of it to take place. You know, Julie, you know, it's like, come on, Julie, you got the sigh has to be perfect. So
right.
We're all about that comedic timing. Nate, come on, let's see that. Let's see you get crazy with the kazoo. And we have a ton of fun with it.
It's really fun. Your Facebook page, tell the fans your Facebook page real quick.
Well, go to Facebook and search for Jigsaw Health. You'll find our Facebook page. There's also links on jigsawhealth.com. And if I think you were to Google Jigsaw Health Funny Friday, you'd simply find all the archives and the videos that we've posted so far.
They're really fun to watch. They're enjoyable to watch. You don't feel like you're watching somebody who's pimping a product. You feel like you're actually
right.
Getting to watch a pretty cool, like a vignette type or snippet type video that'll make you chuckle and make you laugh. And laughing is good. Laughing is healthy. You know, I actually did a show 8 years ago. The entire show was about the benefits of laughter. I was going through a divorce at the time. In fact, I was living in Tempe, Arizona at the time. And I was going through a divorce, and I learned that the only thing that kept me sane was Family Guy. I would watch Family Guy. I would watch like an hour of Family Guy before going to bed at night, and I would at least end the day with like silly, you know, high school humor laughter. And so I did an entire show, and part of the show, we had a guy on from California named Sebastian Gendry. Imagine I remember this stuff. He has a place out there called Laughter Yoga. All they do is teach you to laugh. It's really not yoga. But it's amazing. Anytime you get an opportunity to laugh, you should take that opportunity because life is filled with plenty of doom and gloom. You don't have to find opportunities for that, you know? So
no kidding. Well, we say laughter is the best medicine, .. Magnesium is a close second.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. That's good. So you can go to superhumanradio.com, and definitely, those of you in the audience, we have those foundational supplements, and the Electrolyte Supreme really should be one of yours. You should. I put two packets in a gallon of water. I hardly even taste it, and it tastes good. It's stevia and natural lemon flavor, but you don't have to taste it if you don't want to, but your water should be fortified with electrolytes as long as you're drinking water all day long like you should be. And there are other great products. I am looking forward to trying the magnesium product. I got to tell you, because I am a firm believer that part of the some of the things that I have going on in my gut, I've been doing a lot of research into gut health. Do you know magnesium is so important for gut health? I never knew this. And when you look around the country, everybody's got gut problems. And we go right back to that whole a deficiency of magnesium, insulin resistance, high blood pressure, gut problems. Could it be that magnesium is a large component of what's going on in the population? I say yes. I say yes. So,
yeah, I agree.
Patrick, thanks a lot for being on the show today, man.
Yeah, thank you, Carl. It's been a pleasure, and I'm glad you got to let me brag on my team and my wife and the fun things that we get to do here at Jigsaw Health.
Yeah, you know what? There's lots of companies that make products that you can do business with, and then there's really good people who also happen to be part of good companies that make good products, and those are the people that I choose to do business with, and those are the people that I choose to invite to be sponsors. The fact that Jigsaw Health is a sponsor should be an exact personal endorsement of who they are by this radio show and me. Patrick, thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks, Carl. We're going to get you some MAG SRT soon.
Thank you. Say hello to your dad for me. All right.
We're
going to pull the plug on the show right now. That was a great show. Also, thanks to Rob Regish. Don't forget to go to CoachRobRegish.com. Take advantage of his final blueprint sale. Blueprint sale ending tonight at midnight. And we'll see everybody Friday. So tomorrow I'm flying to Tampa to attend the Metabolic Conference. I have my digital recorder with me. I'm going to be recording Dr. Thomas Seyfried, Andrew Scarborough, everybody who's there I'm going to get interviews with. And then Friday, we're doing a live remote. Elisa will be here in the studio. I will be in Tampa, Florida. And we'll be doing that live remote to bring you all of the play-by-play action from there. And I have promised to get Patrick Arnold on the show live. And he hates doing radio interviews. But I'm going to get him. You'll see. So tune in then. We'll see you Friday.